Mechatronics combines robotics with electrical and mechanical engineering, an interdisciplinary field with a growing demand for the engineers of tomorrow and the future of manufacturing. A few years ago, our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, began to offer its own program in mechatronics. This past semester, UTC opened its mechatronics lab on campus, filled with metallic machines and robotic arms. Dr. Ahad Nasab, the creator of the mechatronics program, heads the Department of Engineering Management and Technology. Dr. Daniel Pack is dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science. Last week, I spoke with them and Erin Watson, just days before she graduated from UTC with a bachelor's degree in mechatronics. Dr. Pack, Dr. Nasab, Erin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us more about this mechatronics lab.
The mechatronics lab is an important part of our mechatronics engineering technology program because this program is a hands-on program. Pretty much every mechatronics course has a lab component to it. And the way the labs are set up in the mechatronics program are a little different from traditional engineering labs, where most of the labs are aimed at proving theories and concepts. Our labs are really set up to introduce technologies. So the labs are equipped with latest technologies or with technologies that the current industry uses so that our students can get exposed to those. So when they do get jobs in automation and mechatronics field, they already have some exposure to these machines and they know what the purpose of them is and how they work and what their capabilities are. So that's basically what the lab is set up for.
Let me add a little bit of what Dr. Nasab has said about the lab, maybe giving a little bit of a background. 3 years ago, we were fortunate to recruit Dr. Ahad Nasab. And after he came to UTC, a year later, we started a mechatronics program at the college. The program has seen tremendous growth for the last 2 years. And the laboratory will provide the hands-on learning opportunities for our students and an opportunity for the manufacturing sector personnel to come in and work with our students.
The most obvious example, robotic arms, but this lab is not just robotic arms. There are a lot of other pieces to this.
Yes. Yeah, so mechatronics, it really is a combination of many fields, mechanical, electronics, controls, system integration, and it includes other maybe non-technical aspects like project management, safety, facilities management. So the lab is kind of configured so that students will get exposed to all these different facets of mechatronics. Yes, robotics is just one part of or one tool used in automation, but there are many other pieces, especially controllers, sensors, data or information flow from one machine to another. And again, how the entire system is integrated and work together and not just a study of one component at a time.
And Erin, tell us more about your experience with the program and what this lab will be able to provide for the students who come after you.
The lab has been there with fewer pieces prior to the grand opening. So I've been fortunate to be able to use some of the equipment throughout my studies. I'm very excited to see the program grow and to see the additional exposure that the grand opening and interviews like this are giving the field of mechatronics. I think it's a very underrated and not very well-known field. It's kind of slowly replacing industrial engineering as a field of study, in my opinion. In my experience, I've actually been involved in mechatronics since it really came to Chattanooga. I started at Chattanooga State as a mechatronics apprentice at Volkswagen, and I was there for 4 years and continued to work in industry for about 6 years before I came back to school.
And what are your plans after UTC?
So I have been very fortunate to secure several very valuable internships. And the one that I'm currently in is at Duracell in Cleveland as a process engineer. The intent is to stay there after graduation and continue to work and learn and focus on process improvements.
And Dr. Pack and Dr. Nasab, what Erin referred to a moment ago about how there is a shift that is taking place as she sees it, It also, I think, underscores the concern out there about robotics replacing everything and putting people out of work. The reality may be closer to the tools are shifting, and therefore the skills that students have to learn are shifting, but the jobs are out there for those future students. It's just how they do what they do and where they do it that may be changing when it comes to mechatronics.
I think that, in fact, the jobs that are associated with technical workforce will only increase as the technologies develop. And there is now a merging of different disciplines of technologies. And that's the reason for the need for mechatronics and mechatronics trained individuals like Aaron. As the technologies are evolving, there will be many, many more jobs that we don't even have a description for. What that means is that people who are technically trained for the future and the jobs that they need to fill as they grow, our job as a college and the program directors and department heads will only increase trying to get those students to fulfill those gaps. In terms of robotics is concerned, that robots with artificial intelligence and sensor technologies and motor technologies will continue to evolve and be enhanced in helping humans in many different ways. I don't foresee a day where robots will completely replace human, but they will complement what humans do. In fact, that today, if you go to any manufacturing site, jobs that humans can't do or cannot do a long time because of heavy lifting or the consistent accuracy that it needs to provide or the speed that they provide, they are already being replaced by robots. That does not mean that humans are out of the loop. Humans are still supervising, making the high-level decisions, programming these robots. So those will continue even with the development of technology in the future.
Dr. Nasab?
Maybe the concern about robots is maybe from the way they look. But in reality, there is really no difference between a robot and a washing machine at home or a dishwasher or a refrigerator or a car. They have replaced people who have done these kind of chores before. So there is really no difference in concept of, you know, having a machine. Yes, it has changed what a person used to do, but it has also created a different set of jobs for people who manufacture that robot or that machine, who program that machine, who maintain that machine, to use that machine. So the jobs really have not gone away. They have shifted in the skill set. And that's really the problem that we are trying to address here, is trying to give the students the correct skill set, the right skill set for these jobs that are coming up in the near future.
And where can people go online to keep up on everything happening at the UTC Mechatronics Lab?
The easiest way to just go to Google and type in UTC space mechatronics. That would bring you to the right pages. But mechatronics program is part of the engineering management and technology department. So if someone goes to the website of the department, which is part of the College of Engineering, then they can get there too. But the easiest way is just look for UTC mechatronics.
All right. Dr. Nasab, Dr. Pack, thank you. And Aaron, thank you. And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And there's more to Aaron's story beyond the mechatronics lab.
That's what I want, is I want people to see me and see what I've done and how I've accomplished it and realize that they can do it too.
Check out a video profile on her at UTC's YouTube channel.